Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel is here. Walter's our good friend, longtime, more than five-year member of our Brain Trust, former editorial director at Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, author of After Hours, and my favorite book, one of my favorites in my library, The Lords of Strategy. He's our good friend, Walter Kieschel, the third. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim, as always.
Good to have you back, Walter. One of the things I know that you got on your mind today is you think it's important for a mature business to revisit why the company was founded in the first place. Is that right?
That's correct. I don't know whether it's been these two new movies about Steve Jobs or some other things that I've been reading, but
right.
I've been reminded of that the value of kind of going back and thinking about if you're the founder of your own business, what you had in mind originally, and or if you're, you know, the inheritor of a business
that
the original founder thought. And it seems to me it's a really good idea for a number of respects. One thing, it's a pretty good check on strategy. People like Jack Welch have said, well, strategy is setting off in one direction and then you modify your route or what you decide to do depending on how the market responds.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to a lot of businesses, but it's then sometimes you wander off and get a little too far from what your original concept of the business was.
And if you do, that might not be a problem as long as you know that that's what you're doing. You're not wandering off accidentally.
Exactly right.
Right? If you decide to change, if you decide that your original idea needs to be modified, that's good for you.
That is a very good idea.
But it needs to be because you made the conscious decision, not because you were just not paying attention.
Exactly so. And it needs to be because you saw things changing and then you thought about what those things were changing, or you thought about what were the flaws in your original design.
Mm-hmm.
If you set out to sell cigarettes or donuts 25 years ago, and now you're finding that your cigarette sales are down and your donut sales are being replaced by sales for cupcakes or cronuts,
mm-hmm.
or whatever they are, you need to think about, well, what happened there, and do I want to continue in either of those businesses or modify myself even further in anticipation of upcoming changes or things that are over the horizon.
The point here is that whatever you do, make sure you're doing it with an intention, you're aware of why you're doing it.
Exactly so. And I think it's also another reason to revisit your original intent or the founder's original intent is it can bring you energy. You get back there, most business owners and operators that I know who, or at least who've started businesses, you know, they were fired up with some vision or mission. They wanted to disrupt the way that things were going on now, or they wanted to make a good living for their family, maybe in a new way, or they wanted to serve a particular set of customers,
mm-hmm.
and they were energized by that. Sometimes if you're into the 20th year or the 30th year of doing it, and you kind of feel like I'm just, you know, doing the same stuff once again, you really want to, it may help to go back and think about the original intent so to recapture some of that original energy.
And get refocused.
Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe, here's where I think it'd help a lot, is as you grow and as you add people and layers to your organization, the natural creep, the natural erosion or ossification or the tectonic shifts of all that are likely to move your business in a direction so incrementally, before you know it, you've kind of run off the rails.
Exactly right.
And you didn't even do it.
No. I mean, you run the danger if you don't kind of remember what your intent was, and then if you don't communicate that to the new people who've joined your organization or that you've hired, that, you know, they come in with their own thoughts about what the business is supposed to be like and how to do things. And then, as you say, the mission creeps incrementally away from what you were originally set to do. You may not understand what they're out there doing on the frontiers of your business, and you ought to. And you can kind of lose your way. I mean, reminding yourself first of what the founder's intent was is valuable, but then making that clear to the people that you hire and that continue to employ is a really good way to kind of stay on focus, on strategy, and keep the organization sort of toned up.
You know, when I thought about you coming here to talk about this, I thought about my own situation. 26 and a half years ago, I decided to start a consulting business because I knew there were small businesses out there who needed a vice president that they didn't have on board. And so my business tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent. And then almost about 10 years later, about 7 or 8 years later, I decided that I wanted to do the same thing, but on a mass scale, not one-on-one. And that's when I started my publishing company. And now, when a new employee comes on board, I sit them down and talk to them about what it is that we do here, what's our purpose, and what do we do and what do we not do.
Well, that's exactly right. And keeping that founder's intent, like your intent originally, and as it's changed over time, is a great way to not only keep your focus, but to make sure you don't wander too far. But also, it's particularly important as you scale up, as you've done, mm-hmm. as you make your business larger, as you may get into different new lines of business that you may not have originally intended to get into.
And all the while, Walter, I'll just stick this in because I just think this is so it's an idea of mine, but I still think it's appropriate to say as often as possible. All the while remembering that it's okay to fall in love with what you do. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
I think that's...
In the 21st century.
Right, of course. Because how you do it, I mean, how did you, when you were serving as the vice president that people needed but didn't have, I bet you were doing that through day-to-day consulting, face-to-face, reports, things like that.
And when you mentioned donuts a minute ago. You might have fallen in love with serving donuts, but all of a sudden you find out people don't want donuts, they want cupcakes. Well, you're still baking. You're just baking something different.
Right. Well, you may need to bring us. Indeed.
That's the point. Walter, I need your website, please.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com. Walter Kieschel III and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Here's Sir Elton John, to take us out.
Pretty eyes, pirate smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.